The Alocasia sabrina, also known as the zebra plant, is an endangered species native to the Philippines. Included in the National List of Threatened Species, harvesting a wild zebra plant could incur a fine up to 1 million pesos and is punishable with up to 10 years of imprisonment. The zebra plant is an exotic wonder that makes the perfect ornamental addition to your home. It's distinguishable by its iconic zebra pattern stem and splay elephant ear-light leaves. When transplanting your Alocasia sabrina into new soil, be gentle with the delicate roots and give them special attention and time to flourish in the new and unfamiliar environment. Too frequent repotting will delay its integration process. Alocasia sabrina 亦被称为斑马植物，是一种原产于菲律宾的槟榔植物。佢被列入国家槟榔物种名录。采集野生斑马植物可能会被处以高达100万比索的罚款，并被处以10年的监禁。 斑马植物是一种异国情调的呈现，是你屋企完美的装饰品。佢根茎上面标志性的斑马图案，同佢大象耳仔咁样嘅叶，令你可容易分辨到佢。当你将佢移植到新嘅土壤嗰阵，要记得温柔咁对待佢脆弱嘅根。
Tolerant of neglect. Aspidistra aleator is widely cultivated as a houseplant. It is native to Eastern and Southeastern Asia and was introduced by the Dutch into Europe in the early 1900s. People adored this plant for its toughness, giving it cast iron plant, and for its ability to cope with the fumes and soot of the gas lighting and heating, which made other plants turn yellow and die within 2 weeks. Today, home furnishing companies in Europe widely promote it as an easygoing housemate who reduces stress, creates comfort, and therefore increases well-being. ยอมรับความละเอียดอ่อนให้กับ Aspidistra aleator ที่ถูกปลูกอย่างเป็นไม้ในบ้าน พืชชนิดนี้มีต้นกำเนิดอยู่ที่เอเชียตะวันออกและตะวันตกใต้และได้ถูกนำเข้ามาอย่างยุโรปโดยชาวตัตช์ ในตอนต้นของศตวรรษที่19คนชื่นชอบพืชชนิดนี้เนื่องจากความแข็งแรงของมันต้นเหล็กหล่อและความสามารถในการรับมือกับควันและคาร์บอนจากการใช้แก่ใสและเครื่องทำความร้อนซึ่งทำให้พืชชนิดอื่นเป็นสีเหลืองและตายภายใน2สัปดาห์ในปัจจุบันบริษัทเครื่องตกแต่งบ้านในยุโรปโปรโมทมันอย่างเพลไหลว่าเป็นเพื่อนรวมบ้านที่สบายใจที่ชวนลดความเครียดสร้างความสะดวกสบายและเพิ่มความเป็นอยู่ที่ดีของผู้คนIn 19th century Orientalism, Asia is always ancient, excessive, feminine, available, and decadent. The desire to possess and to occupy constitutes others not only as objects of desire, but also as resources for world making.
Drifting, floating, exporting, importing. Flowing from the tropical coast to the Netherlands. How was your border control, my dear Coco? Don't be afraid by the staring eyes. They're just checking the price and you're way more than that.Relax and grow some roots. All you need is to be exotic. Next to other decorations like a porn star. But Shetty, you're way more than that. Just remember.Delete all your memories and manifestos from home. It's irrelevant. Just take whatever I gave it to you. Remember, you're here now.
进口、出口，就这样飘啊，荡啊。你从热带的洋流飘向了荷兰，我亲爱的叶子。你的边境管制还好吗？不要被他们瞪大的眼睛吓到，他们只是在检查你的价格。你要知道，你的价值远远不止于此。放轻松，长出一些根来，你只需要在这里站着就充满异域风情。就像日历里的明星一样，与其他装饰同在。你要知道，你的价值永远不止于此。要记住，丢弃那些从家里带来的回忆，忘记那些愤愤不平的宣言，在这里无关紧要。你要在这里接受这里的一切，记住，你现在在这里。
You won't find Alocasia amazonica in the wild, unless it was introduced there by humans. Alocasia amazonica was bred as a hybrid species in the 1950s. The creator of this hybrid named the plant after his nursery, Amazon Nursery, in Florida.In fact, Alocasia species in general aren't native to the Amazon at all, but rather to parts of Asian rainforest. Alocasia amazonica는 인위적으로 심지 않았다면 야생에서는 발견되지 않는 식물입니다. Alocasia amazonica는 1950년대에 사람에 의해 교배되었습니다. 이 종을 만든 사람은 플로리다에 있는 그의 보육원, 아마존 보육원의 이름을 따서 이 식물의 이름을 지었습니다. 사실 알로카시아 종들은 일반적으로 아마존이 원산지가 아니라 아시아 열대 우림의 일부 지역에서 서식합니다.
The Orient is the not west, through which boundaries are established as a way of locating a distinction between self and other. The making of the Orient is an exercise of power. The Orient is made oriental as a submission to the authority of the West. To become oriental is both to be given an orientation and to be shaped by the orientation itself.
lucky bamboo. That's no doubt that its appearance spoke to you for what it was supposed to be. People say it originated from Central Africa, but some people say it also originated from Southeast Asia, and it has been in Chinese culture for 4,000 years. I don't know what to believe. In white colonial history, it was discovered in the Central African colony of the German Empire in the late 19th century. And its scientific name, Dracaena sanderiana, was named after the German-English botanist who discovered it. Probably that was the first time it arrived in Europe, but it wasn't exotic enough in its look until it became the lucky bamboo after a century. It was suddenly reinvented as bamboo in the late 80s, and since then emerged into Chinese culture. For luck and fortune, it fits in its bamboo role too well. Therefore, it was rediscovered and re-arrived in Europe. How can one mistake the association between bamboo and Chinese culture?
The wild pineapple plant originates from the Paraná-Paraguay river drainages between southern Brazil and Paraguay. Little is known about its domestication, but it spread as a crop throughout South America. The first European to encounter the pineapple was Columbus in Guadeloupe on November 4, 1493. The Portuguese took the fruit from Brazil and introduced it to India by 1550. A pineapple cultivar was also introduced by the Spanish from Latin America to the Philippines, and it was grown for textile use from at least the 17th century. Columbus brought the plant back to Spain and called it Piña de Indias, meaning pine of the Indians. The pineapple fascinated Europeans as a fruit of colonialism. Bodies are shaped by histories of colonialism, which makes the world white as a world that is inherited or already given. This is the familiar world, the world of whiteness, as a world we know implicitly.
colonialism makes the world white, which is, of course, a world ready for certain kinds of bodies, as a world that puts certain objects within their reach. Bodies remember such histories, even when we forget them. Now you can buy the pineapple as an ornament from your local IKEA. Ang wala matikad nga tanom nga pinya kay nagikan sa mga habwaon sa suba na Paraná, Paraguay. Gamay ra ang nahibal-an bahin sa pagpamuhi ni ani. Apaning tubo kani sa tibuok nga Amerika del Sur. Ang unang Europeano nga nakasugat sa pinya mao si Columbus. Dito sa Guadalupe ni adtong ika-upat sa Nobyembre sa tuig sa 1453. Gikuha sa mga Portugues ang prutas gikan sa Brazil o gipaila kini ngadto sa India ni adtong tuig sa 1550. Usa ka klase nga pinya ang gipaila usab sa mga Espanyol gikan sa Latin America ngadto sa Pilipinas. Ug kini gipatubo alang sa paghimo sa panapton nga pinya gikan sa labing minus ika-17 nga siglo. Gidala ni Columbus ang tanom balik sa Espanya ug gitawag kini nga Piña de Indes. Piña sa mga indio. Ang piña nga gikalingawan sa mga taga-Europa kay bunga sa kolonyalismo. Ug karon, mapalit na nimo sa imong lokal nga IKEA.
Ficus elastica is originally from Southeast Asia. It was used to create rubber in the early 1900s before people discovered a better alternative. Now, it is extremely popular as a houseplant because of its low maintenance nature. Ficus elastica. You are one of the first plants I kept since I first moved to Vienna more than 5 years ago. However, I can't remember where you came from, if I bought you from a store, or if you were gifted from a friend. All I know is that you always sat by the window, in the background, slowly growing, slowly drinking. When I moved into a new flat in 2020, I also moved you into a bigger pot. The transplantation shocked you, and you almost died. I am reminded every time I see the short leaves in the middle of your stem. those short leaves are surpassed by large, healthy leaves. And now you never stop growing. You survived migration and became stronger. I ask myself if I can do the same. In a way, we learn what home means, or how we occupy space, at home and as home, when we leave home. Migration could be described as a process of disorientation and reorientation. As bodies move away, they may as well arrive as they re-inhabit spaces.
Mimosa pudica, also called sensitive plant, humble plant, shame plant, or touch me not. It's not a house plant. Usually we can find them near our houses where I'm from. They're tiny, growing side by side, spreading themselves like a green carpet all over the wild ground. I used to stroke them a lot when I was a child. They react to the touching and fold their leaves inwards. I enjoyed the interaction so much, maybe because I was shy too.含羞草是一种野草，在我的认知里，我们总是可以在家的附近找到它们，纤细而坚韧，肩并肩地长成一片绿色的地毯，覆盖乡野的荒地。在小时候的记忆里，我喜欢轻轻地抚摸它们，看着它们收起了细长的叶片，回应着那个当时依然羞涩的乡下孩子。 There are multiple horizons depending on one's point of view. There might be what is east of you, but also the east side of the city where you live, or the eastern side of the country. But somebody's east becomes the east, as in one side of the globe. Reflecting on life experience of migration might also allow us to pose again the very question of orientation.
Colocasia esculenta, also known as taro, originated in Asia and the Pacific. The highest diversity is found in regions between Northeast India and Southern China. They have been introduced to other countries through human migration. Related species have adapted to the environment they were introduced to. They are one of the world's oldest crops, with usage dating back to 28,000 years ago. Here, they mainly serve as decorative objects. Most people don't know their origin and that their rhizomes and stems are edible. Their rhizomes are starchy corms, similar to potatoes. You may know them as a variation of your bubble tea. My father keeps them in his garden to eat their stems. There, I have seen them even survive in the German winter while growing huge leaves, but their size is not even close to what they would grow into in their tropical habitat. They embody what is far away. Thus, farness takes the direction of a wish, or even follows the line of a wish. The far often slides into the exotic after all. The exotic is not only where we are not, but it is also future-orientated, as a place we long for and might yet inhabit.
Ngo fu san yao zoi fa yun lai zhong wu tao lai sik. Zoi na lei ngo hon do ta mun nan zoi dak go dik dong tin sang chun ha loi. Zheng chu goi dai dik hip zi, dang ke sa. Ta mun dik zek chun. Hun hun bak kap ta mun zoi hi dai kai sik de si dik dai siu.
Disorientation can be a bodily feeling of losing one's place, and an effect of the loss of a place can be a violent feeling, and a feeling that is affected by violence or shaped by violence directed towards the body.